Lady, what's going on?
Hey, Dennis. I wasn't sure. You have the number, right?
Yeah, I actually just got off the phone with him, so.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So what did he say?
He seemed pretty excited about it. So what I'm doing is I'm sending him over a vehicle condition report to fill out. So he's got to fill that out, take some pictures of the front, back, sides, and the odometer and the VIN number, and send me a copy of the front and the back of the title, and I'll go ahead and... Do you still have the original loan documents I sent out to you, right?
Right, I do have those.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll just send out an addendum for you to fill out.
Okay.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll try to request new loan documents for you. Otherwise, what they'll probably do is just provide you with an addendum.
Okay.
But it'll be pretty self... Sure.
Dennis, is this a lease?
Actually, the way I've got this structured, it's called an equipment finance agreement. So it benefits you as a lease by the tax write-off benefits. So what that means is that it doesn't show up in your personal credit or your dad's personal credit in this case. So it's not going to show up as a trade line on his credit if he needs to use his personal credit for like a purchase of another car or a house or something like that. It's not going to affect his debt to income ratio. So pretty big, good benefit there, and he's also able to write it off on the business on his taxes for the Section 179. So when you guys go to file your taxes, you should be able to write
it
off on the new business.
It is a purchase, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you own it once you make your last payment. You own it, and you're actually making your first payment and last month payments up front anyway. So you'll just have to make. Let me see, what term was it? Was it 5 years? I don't remember. I think he had a 5-year term. So let's see here. Yeah, so you had a 5-year term, so you just have to make 58 payments, and then you actually own it. So yeah, as soon as you make that 58th payment, they'll send you out a copy of the title.
So if I wanted to pay it off earlier, can I do that?
You can do that, but it doesn't really benefit you to do that because the way it's structured, it's a fixed cost that you pay for the actual purchase itself. If you want, I could give you some options for shorter terms and let you look at that, but the best way to go about that is just to pay it off on a shorter term initially.
Yeah, because that was my plan, you know, send more money in and pay it off sooner.
Yeah, I mean, this one's about $5,000 less, so I can show you 2, 3, and 4 years and 5 years and let you pick which, you know, term you want to go with, but the shorter the term, the less you pay overall for sure.
Of course.
You can pay it off earlier. There's no penalty to pay it off early. It just doesn't really benefit you cost-wise.
So there's no penalty to pay it off earlier and everything?
No, there's no penalty, but it still ends up costing you the same in the end, so.
Okay.
I'd recommend not.
I'm worried about the interest. That's why I was going to see if I could refinance it later on, but if I could just pay it off sooner, I might as well just do that. But, you know, I was talking to a friend, and I told him, you know, he asked me, like, putting it down, and I'm like, no, they just asked me for the first and the first and the last, and he's like, are you doing a lease? And I'm like, no, not that I know of. I'm like, I thought it was a purchase, and then he's like, you should ask him, and he asked me to ask another question, but I forgot what it was. Like, I guess at the end, how much I'm going to be paying, 10 or something like that. He's like, you need to ask him, like, I forgot the word he said.
Like a balloon payment or something?
I'm not sure. I can call him or not. I'll get back to you. But he's like, ask him how much are you going to be paying at the end.
Well, there's actually no, like I said, I mean, there's nothing. Once you make your 58th payment, or, you know, if you go with a shorter term, your 34th payment or something like that, whatever term you go with, you actually own the truck. They'll send out the title to you, so you guys will actually own it. But there's no big payment at the end or anything like that. You just make your last payment. That's that.
Okay. And see if we could, since it's cheaper, maybe we could work out on the payment or something, or, you know?
Yeah, what I can do is I'll show you some different options as far as the payment options. Like I'll show you 2 years, 3 years, and 4 years, and 5 years, and I'll let you pick which option is going to work out best for you. But obviously, the shorter the term, the lower cost overall.
Okay, you got it. Sounds good.
All right.
I'll wait for your call.
Sounds good.
Thank
Thanks.
You, thank you so much, Dennis, for your patience.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.